Blog Talk Radio.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise it the way I say things. Sometimes I just get so bubbly on the inside, I just wanna holler it out. Come on.
There's a
surrendering all over to God, withholding nothing, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we bless your holy name. We come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord, and we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you with an humble spirit. We come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand this morning that we may be delivered, amen, and forgiven from all that's not of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for remembering us on today and those in our family. Thank you, Lord God, it's you that have kept us, oh God. It is you, Lord God, that sent your angels, oh God, and given them charge over us, oh God, keeping us from seeing and unforeseen dangers of this world, Lord. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer this morning. Lord, we ask you to release your warring angels, oh God, to war against any spirit desired to stop our prayers from being answered this morning. And we decree and declare with all faith, amen, on one accord with combined faith this morning, that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. So we thank you for answering prayers this morning, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. Amen. We come to you in humility and fear and in trembling. We come to you in gratitude and in love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we present to you ourselves and our families and our property, oh God, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. We bind the powers of Satan's demon and all dominion of darkness seeking entrance into our lives. We bind any demonic assignments and spoken or sin against us, amen, or into our lives or into our families, amen. And we pronounce them to be no effect. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. 1 John 3:8 declares, amen, the ways of works of darkness over all of us to be broken and destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind the satanic forces of nature from harming any property that we possess, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to expose and bring into light negative inner vows and strongholds that contradict your word and will, amen, by the breath, amen, of your hallelujah. By the breath of your spirit, release your truth, oh God, as a sword to expose falsehood, curses, self-rejection, self-hatred, and reactive hatred and bitterness towards others. Amen. Hallelujah. We take the sword of the spirit. Hallelujah. We take the sword of your word, oh God, and we cut ourselves free from the bondage of generational strongholds and ungodly character defects in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we renounce all relationships dishonoring to the Lord God. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, break the power of soul ties over our minds and emotions for ourselves and for those people. Amen. We proclaim our freedom to be the children of Yahweh God, to live as you intended us to live. Oh God, filled with overflowing with the light and power of your Holy Spirit, filled with the life of love in Jesus Christ. Amen. We claim the full protection of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, over all individual lives, our marriages, our families, our possessions, our churches, our neighborhoods, our towns and nations. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you, O Lord, are a shield about us, our glory and the light, hallelujah, and the lifter of our heads. And we just want to say thank you. According to Psalm 3:3, in Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. Hallelujah to your name. Lord, we love you. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you loved us first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that we are free, and that we are free indeed. Amen. My Lord, my God, help us to come and know and understand that we are free, and we are free indeed. Lord, we pray this morning, oh God, that we may receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom of your word, Father God, that we may apply to our daily life and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy. And we just want to say thank you for your word. For your word is true. It's forever established in heaven. Lord Jesus, we come this day, oh God, we truly repent right now. And we regret our sin of anger. We come to you with humility and lowliness of mind. And we acknowledge our sin of anger. And we repent right now, amen. And we turn from that way to walk in your chosen path of righteousness. We ask you to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, pride, self-centeredness, hate, rage, bitterness, resentment, strife, contention, taking offense, giving offense, misplaced hostility, indifference, and all other forms of anger that's in our lives. Lord Jesus Christ, your word says that your anointing destroys all yokes of bondage. So we ask you now to cause your anointing to break and destroy any yokes and strongholds of pride, self-centeredness, hate, rage, bitterness, resentment, strife, contention, taking offense or giving offense, mixed with hostility, indifference, and all forms of anger in our lives right now, along with all their works, roots, fruits, tentacles, and links that are in our lives, in the lives of anyone that we pray for today, in the lives of those we love and concerned about, in the lives of our family, amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to force our all spirits of pride, self-centeredness, hate, rage, bitterness, resentment, strife, contention, taking offense, giving offense, misplaced hostility, indifference, control, and anger from us right now, and in the replaces of evil spirits trying to come back from the abyss, bound to their judge and thrown into the lake of fire. Lord Jesus Christ, fill us with our power and anointing. Hallelujah. Fill us in all these areas that we're set free with your love and with your Holy Spirit. According to John 14:14, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we receive it and we thank you for it all. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. Oh Lord, we pray that you, we ask that you open up the way right now where it seems to be no way, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, hallelujah, that every plot, plan, and agenda and trickery and deceitfulness of the enemy be destroyed right now. Oh, Lord, that we can be purged off the land, oh God, and cast down, oh Lord, that we, your children, may live in peace. And we receive it right now by faith. And we rejoice in knowing, oh God, that the battle is already won. Oh, Father God, as we have come 28 days, oh God, to this line, believing and trusting, oh God, for a breakthrough, oh God, for our deliverance, oh God, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Decreeing the famine is harvest, that we will reap the goodness, hallelujah, in the land of the living. And we just want to say thank you that we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we will not be denied, amen. We will not take any counterfeits or substitute, for we are co-heirs in the kingdom of God. And hallelujah, we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you release your heavenly presence upon the life of your children today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, as we enter in this morning, we come walking in expectation, expecting to receive our miracle of healing, expecting to receive our miracle and our breakthroughs, amen, expecting to see the miracle, God, that all our needs are met, is overflowing, oh God. Expecting you, oh God, to give me increase in these places in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare wholeness and newness of life, long life, good health and strength, restoration, transformation. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let us hear from you, O God. Let us receive right now, O God, divine directions and instructions, O God, for where you will have us to do, O God, where you will have us to go, knowing, O God, it's you that will put your word in our mouth, O God, that we don't have to worry about what we're going to say, O God, knowing that it's you that speak to us, Father God, and we just want to say thank you. We give it all over to you right now, O God. Anoint our mouth and our vocal cords, O God, that we will speak, O God, with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, that all we have ears to hear be able to receive with us as the Lord. That their lives, oh God, and their lives may be saved and delivered out the hands of a wicked one. We just want to be saved. Lord, let peace come, oh God. Let peace be in our homes. Let peace be on our jobs, oh God. Let peace be in our business, oh God. Let peace overtake our lives. We pray and ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And we receive the peace, amen. The peace that you give, Lord Jesus. Your word that you give, not that the word gives, so the word cannot take it away. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. And we decree and declare your peace. We break all assignments of the enemy against our finances right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break all personal pride and lack and death and failure right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things are added unto us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of cankerworm and hormworm, caterpillar and locust that will eat up our blessings in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, teach us to profit and lead us in the way we should go. Amen. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are El Shaddai, the God, and more than enough. We decree and declare that wealth and riches are in our homes because we fear you and delight greatly in your commandments. The blessing of the Lord is upon our life and makes us rich. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare hallelujah, with blessed coming in and blessed going out. Amen. Hallelujah. We are God's servant. And he takes pleasure in our prosperity. Jesus, you became poor. That through your poverty we may be rich. Amen. We meditate on the word day and night, and whatever we do prosper. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let peace be within our walls and prosperity within our palace, O Lord. We decree and declare with all faith. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will prosper. Hallelujah. Through the prophets, prophetic ministry. Father God, we thank you. We believe the prophets in hallelujah, and we prosper according to 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. We decree and declare Nehemiah, hallelujah, 1 and 11, amen, that we are your servant, Lord, prosper us. The God of heaven, we decree and declare, well, prosper us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare, Jeremiah 23, 5, that we live in the prosperity of the King through your faith, that we decree that we will be a prosperous people, Lord God, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, bring us into a wealthy place. We give, and it's given to us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and run it over. Amen. We decree and declare, hallelujah, Malachi 3 and 10, oh Lord, open the floodgates of heaven over our lives, and we receive more than we have enough, hallelujah, room to receive. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that every hole in our bag be closed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we rebuke the devil, God. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that all nations will call us blessed, and we will be a delightful land. Our gates are open continually, that the force of wealth of the nations can come into our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let your showers of blessing come upon our lives. Let our vats overflow. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We receive right now, according to Proverbs 8 and 18, we receive riches and honor, durable riches and righteousness. Oh Lord, let us eat the finest of wheat. Let our teeth be white with milk. Wash our steps with blood. Let us lay up gold and stuff. Hallelujah. Let us have plenty of silver. Let your river lead, hallelujah, us to gold. Amen. Let us inherit the land. We decree the path. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we refuse to allow the angel of blessing to depart without blessing us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord, and we decree and declare that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. That we are made new by the blood of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Before we leave this line on today, before this day comes to an end, oh Lord, work a great miracle for the life of your daughters that are on this line. For everyone that's come to this line, this month of February, in these 28 days, oh God, work a miracle, God, in our lives before this day ends, oh God. Even right now, you're working while we're still praying, while we're still speaking from God. You're already working it out. You're already moving, so Lord, we just want to say thank you that even before this day ends, oh God, that you're already working a miracle, God, in the life of your children as we have come these 28 days expecting, oh God, to receive our breakthrough, to receive our miracle of healing, to receive our financial breakthrough, oh God, to receive, hallelujah, divine instructions and direction from you, from God. Whatever it is, oh God, we stand on your promises, and yes and amen, and we decree that by faith that it is done. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, you are you, like the eagle. We decree and declare that we grow stronger in you, oh God. As we dive daily to this lesson, God, we ask that you strengthen our spirit man this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our mind and thoughts, and I decree and declare that our thoughts are pure, righteous, and holy until our heavenly Father. Oh Lord, let your hands of protection be around us and those in our family, that there be no proliferation or penetration to these hedges of protection. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, as we enter in this morning, open up the channels of the Spirit, let there be a great pouring in this morning. Oh Lord, fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible, that all would know, oh God, that we've been sent by you, oh God. It is you that has blessed us, oh God, and has come before for such a time as this. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the sharpening. Amen. We bless you all the name of the God. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, we go out on today, Lord God. We thank you for traveling faithfully and mercifully. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tempest, no pullover, no accident. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle and form of transportation that we may take on today. And those in our family may take on today as drivers or passengers, oh Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, over our homes and all that's in our homes, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, the place, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the fresh blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we decree that the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, amen, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree that bring it all is well with them and all that's in our home. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood covered in Psalm 91, over us right now, around and about us, our spirit, mind, will, emotion, ego, libido, imagination, thoughts, and all subconscious areas and physical beings, all spiritual natural doors open, coming into our lives and probably the atmosphere above and around about us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your strength. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. We thank you for them. But you have divinely intervened on our behalf and on behalf of our family members and loved ones on earth and turned it around for our good. And we thank you for them. And we fill this prayer this morning with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things that fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We give our heart to you, Lord. Please teach us to be humble. We give our feet to you, Lord. Please help us not to stumble. Our eyes belong to you, Lord, to see your holy way. Help us to look straight ahead and seek you every day. With our ears, let us hear you, Lord. Every time you call, we give ourselves to you, Lord God. We obey your law, amen. We give our hands to you, Lord. We lift them up and pray. We worship you, Lord God. All our blessed days, our mouth, we give to you, Lord. We shout with victory. We belong to you, Lord. Now we are living free. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, that we receive our freedom. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If it had not been for the Lord last morning, where would we be this day? Where would we be this morning? But we thank God that he remembered on today, that he remembered our family, our children, our husband, all that we love. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Enter in this morning with expectations. Today is day 28 as we wrap up. Hallelujah. This time together. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. I hope you all can hear me. I hope you all can hear me. Amen. Can y'all hear me good?
Good morning, yes.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome.
That's my voice.
But I thank God as we wrap up here these 28 days, I'm excited.
We made it.
Hallelujah. I'm so excited. Hallelujah. To get up at 4 something every morning. Hallelujah. To be in position on that God has done it. Amen. I'm so excited. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. See, you have to see it before you see it. Amen. That's walking by faith and not by sight. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Welcome, 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 welcome. This beautiful Tuesday morning, this new day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Walking in our newness, amen. New beginnings, amen. New opportunities, amen. New and good relationships, amen. Hallelujah. New mercy, new grace, amen. Hallelujah. I got a feeling everything will be all right. As that song, Brother Washington, I got a feeling everything going to be all right. And I decree and declare it's all right. Amen. It's all right. Glory to God. Amen. Y'all gonna catch fire in a minute. Hallelujah. Good morning, welcome. Sister Shabante, God bless you. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. Oh, we did it.
Come on in. Rick Kobo in the name of Jesus. I'm excited this morning. Anything you want to share this morning? Hallelujah. It's day 28. We wrap up. Anything you want to share this morning?
I would just say that the trying of this has definitely positioned me to push myself for the things that the Lord has called me to be, you know, and to do, you know. So I appreciate this practice. So when moving forward, you know, I'll be ready. So I'm grateful, and like I say, I'm in expectation as well. So I'm excited.
Amen. You know, not coming out that place, you know, because the enemy wants to block you and stop you, amen. And it all starts in our mind. It all starts right there. It also starts right there in our faith. It starts right there. It starts right there. And believe it. And I trust you. I believe you. I'm going to step out on faith. And I know, I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know the way, oh God, but you know the way. You know exactly what I need, when I need it. And I just thank you, Lord, God, for touching those things. And just, you know, easy said it, that when you have faith to do it and say, Lord, okay, I'm going to do it. I remember one year I took all the money I had and put on the show. I wasn't married. And I put on the show in a 900-seater. And I just trusted God. I just trusted God. And I just stepped out and did. I was like, okay. And it was a serious success. It was success. I walked out from any job saying, okay, Lord. And I was so happy. I didn't have another job to go to. I was just so happy because I don't know if you ever been on a job. And it became heavy. It was just, the money was there, but you just wasn't happy. in a position, mm-hmm. so it became yeah. overwhelming. In the minute I walked out the job, I got so much peace. I was skipping like a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just shut the wire, like, okay, you know.
Right.
Just trusting and just knowing that God is able to do it all. Just say, Lord, I trust you. I give it to you. So if you trust me and give it to me, let me show you. Because when we put it in God's hand, hallelujah. I'm saying when you put it in God's hand, you put it in the best hands you could ever put it into. Amen. Because he's able to
yeah.
do it. Man, it's mm-hmm. impossible. With God, all things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just
all
put it in God's hand,
possible.
Your marriage, your fight, whatever it is, your children, whatever it is, and he'll mm-hmm. give you that peace. If you would just receive
Amen.
It.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, sister. We love you. And we thank God for
yes.
you. Amen.
Amen.
If
yes,
you have 28 days, hallelujah. Oh, just trusting God in it all. Getting up and being in the position and expecting to receive. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's how I'm bullshit to. My Lord, my yeah. God, we bless you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Sister Sean, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good morning. Amen. Amen. Anything that you would like to share this morning?
No, I just thank you for inviting me to the line. And I'm going to miss getting up to actually be on in the morning.
Ah, that's what everybody in the building, they be like, I get up. When we go, they like, hey, you got up ready in the morning. You know? But we thank God in the name of Jesus and get up and just thank him. Get up and just praise him. Amen. And I'm just so excited. And I just thank God for you. I thank you for joining the line. Hallelujah. We just thank God for you. And we pray that God will divinely intervene and just turn everything around for your good. Amen. And that joy will just overtake you, unspeakable joy. And the peace of the Lord will reign in your home, in your marriage here, that your wedding will be a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. God will cause your enemies to turn around and bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We decree and declare victory. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. And we love you so much. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
My least ones, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this
yes.
morning?
Yes, good morning. I'm doing good. Doing good. I got on later on in the month, but everything that I have petitioned and prayed for, I'm just expecting
Amen.
God to work on my behalf and do what he said he would, and performing miracles just like he said he would. So, you know, I'm just excited to see the fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I'm excited and I'm blessed and I'm grateful just to be on the line at 5 a.m. and just, you know, grateful that you are obedient to what God called you to do on our behalf. And I know that many people are going to be affected for the better because
Amen.
Of it. So I'm grateful.
Yes, Lord.
I'm grateful.
Amen. Being grateful, yes, in a place of gratefulness, walking in expectation, trusting God in it. Amen. And we don't have to fuss the hand of the Lord. Amen. He's already worked it out. He just wants us to believe, amen, and trust him with it. And if we just do that and rest and know, that's the peace of God, that you can rest, hallelujah, in a time when it's chaotic and it's just not going right, where you're not sitting up worrying and, hallelujah, just being frustrated in life, but just having the peace of God and say, God got it. If don't nobody
amen.
Got it. Got it. Amen. Because the whole world is in his hand. Amen. Nothing is done without God knowing about it. Amen. How do he all see him, all knowing, all hearing, everywhere? God, there's nothing in this earth that happened that can't. Nothing that's happening is a surprise to God. Say, oh, I didn't know that happened. Nothing. And we just trust him. Lord, trust you. Lord, we need you.
Amen.
need you.
Yes, Lord.
What can we do? Without you, what can we do? Lord, help us. And we thank you, Father. Oh, I'm so passionate about it. Oh, I'm so passionate.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful because I realized yesterday could have been my last day here. This morning, hallelujah. I just thank God. Amen. My children, so much has been going on in this world. It could have been me.
Yes.
It could have been my children. What God? It could have been my husband. But it could have been my brother, my sister. It could have been
my mom.
It could have been
Jesus.
It could have been but God. Kept it. And I decree and declare that God keeps us, keeping us. And God, and give us angels to talk over. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, daughter, go see about that right now. Oh, daughter, pray about your sister. Oh, daughter, pray about your brother. Oh, daughter, pray about your niece. Oh, daughter, pray about your friend. Oh, daughter, pray about the woman you just met. Pray about the man you just met. Oh, daughter, pray that they may come out of harm's way. We thank God. Hallelujah.
I'm not only scared.
Be encouraged. Be encouraged. And in that, be grateful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, Nene, you're doing a can you hear me? Hey, Nene.
Yeah,
I was just saying that you're doing a great work. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me on your behalf earlier, probably a week or two ago. Just saying, hey, you are very successful and how much of a great work that you're doing and what you're doing for generations and generations, the chains that are being broken. It's just amazing. The chains that are being broken generations and generations, you just can't even imagine. You can't even imagine.
Thank you, Lord.
She has the fire of the Lord shut up in it, though. He is in there.
Yeah,
I agree. She has
the influence.
I said you definitely have. Huh?
I was trying to make sure I hear you. Go ahead.
No, I said the Spirit of the Lord is definitely upon you, definitely. And when you do come, you know, you wreak havoc for the Lord, and, you know, and I think you should definitely, you know, take heed to that, even what your niece was saying. I'm with her all the way. And listen, it's true. The power of God is definitely residing in you.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God. I'm just
because you speak the word. You speak the word.
Yes,
you speak the word. You pray the word, you know. So the word is power. The word is strength. You know, so you bring the fruits. You bring the fresh fruits. You know, to bring the good fruits. So, yes, ma'am.
Amen. I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I am open for the more. Better to be used by God to be in position. I just thank God. I'm just so grateful. I'm just so
Yes, Jesus.
Keeping your mind stayed on. God, That is what I wake up to. That is what I go to sleep to. Just, Father, I thank you. I don't want to come out that
Yes,
day.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm
you do nothing.
Out. No, I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Because if you're going to call me, it is you going to call me. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I said we can't come and let you call us. Amen. Hallelujah. We've all been called. We've all been called. God has called us. We just thank God for the call. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You have a made up mind that you will serve the Lord. Your mind is made up. Your mind is made up. A lot of us still deal with. Yes, a lot of us still deal with a situation with our mind. You know, is it not you like it is? So shall it be.
You are successful. You are successful. If you don't do nothing else tomorrow, you have done. You have done everything that you are called to do. You are successful. You are.
Yes. You are enough. You are enough already.
And I told Sister Shawn the other day, and I think I told Shabante too, and you all the other morning, that the last week, few days at the end of last week, the pain that I was experiencing, the war that I was going through, playing the fight, you know, the attack, you know, yesterday and this morning, and it's like I'm not gonna stop the pain that I was receiving on yesterday morning, and last week, and this morning. The attack, it'll make you want to stop praying in the middle of it. Because it's so, the attack is so much on my body physically attacking me that I was coming up against. So all that's on the line. And I just thank God because I was refusing to. But God. And you just, you know, and I thank you to encourage everybody on the line. Because it's going to become a time where things be heavy, and you gonna, instead of folding, you just got to stand and keep pushing in the name of the Lord. Just keep pushing, keep pressing on and pressing in, because God will give you the strength, even through the cold and the runny nose and the coughing and the body ache and the pain and the fever and all that, and standing in position and praying, hallelujah, for other women to be healed and trusting God for your healing in the process. Amen. I just encourage you to keep on keeping on in the name of Jesus, because God, he will lift up the standard. His spirit will lift up the standard. He will carry you. He will be your strength. He just want to know that you allow him to use you, that you will be that vessel that he can pull through. Amen. And I just encourage you, because you have it in you. You have it in you. Yeah. You have Christ on the inside. So you have the resurrection power.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. This morning, our scripture is going to be coming from the book of John, chapter 10, verse 7 through 10. Hallelujah. That's John chapter 10, verse 7 through 10. I was so excited, y'all. I'm saying it was like a birthday, waking up this morning, like, I was like, tomorrow's the last day. I was like, yes, 28 days. Jesus. I get excited, y'all. God give me an assignment, because I'm always waiting for the assignment. Like, okay, Lord, is it okay, not yet. Okay, this, oh, yes, thank you, Father. I'm just grateful. Because I understand there's a refreshing going on. You know what I'm saying? There's a strengthening that's going on. You know, when I'm called to these assignments, that God is doing in me, he's doing a work in me. So I'm just so grateful when you all come to be a part of that. Amen. God is using you all for me to know that I called you to this assignment, because there's a work to do, hallelujah, in my children, in my daughters, in my sons. And I need you to be in position. Hallelujah. And I'm just grateful. It's not me that called it, but God has called it.
Yes,
hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Just like our family prayer line, when God called me to it. And my husband had a prayer line for his family. And he ended it. And he was getting, because people, they would, you know, family would, one would show up and none would show up. But I would be on there to support him. And he just finally said, okay, that's it. You know. And I said, well, God hasn't told me that. He told me to stay in position. And when I said, Lord, honey, Father, in the weight, in the heaviness, and I'm like, okay, well, it's time to get to the Lord. I don't know, you know, the times when I'm up at 5 or 4 and I'm online with you all during the 28 days for 5 a.m. said, oh, Lord, okay, I haven't had no sleep. And, oh, this day 21, I haven't had any sleep, Lord. But I know you're going to give me the strength to be on at 10. And I've been expecting God to do it. And every time I'm like, and guess what? I'm able to look at you, Father. Oh, Lord, I bless your name. Oh, God, I knew you were going to do it. I knew you were going to give me up. I knew you would say something. Oh, Lord, I'd be so excited.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know it's bad.
Amen.
You gotta know.
Amen.
Because it got to, if God do it, it look like God did. It don't look like man did it.
Yes, Jesus.
But
yep.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You have a scripture this morning, David, man.
Amen.
Amen.
You said John 10 and what? John chapter 10, verse 7 through 10.
Okay. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 7 through 10, then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. And will go in and out and find pasture. Verse 10 says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. He said, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And understand the scripture this morning. Jesus said, then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. See, in the sheepfold, the shepherd functioned as a door, letting the sheep in and protecting them. Jesus is the door to God's salvation for us. He offers access, safety, and security. Christ is our protector. Some people resent that Jesus is the door, the only way of to access God. But Jesus is God's son. Why should we seek any other way or want to customize a different approach to God? I remember one day some years ago, my little sister, she was like, why Jesus the way? Why it can't be any other way? That's just what they're saying. I said, baby, look here. It's for you to believe. And if you don't believe, that is on you. The Bible is for the believer. And I'm not up to debate the Bible with anybody. The Bible is for the believer. Verse 10 says, the thief does not come except. I want us to understand, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and destroy. When we look at the scripture, in contrast to the thief who takes life, Jesus gives life. The life he gives right now is abundantly richer and fuller. It is eternal, yet it begins immediately. Life in Christ is lived on a higher plane, amen, because of his overflowing forgiveness, love, and guidance. The question is this morning, have you taken Christ's offer of life? Have you taken Christ's offer of life? It is abundant. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for your word. And Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. Mm-hmm. And we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are doers of the word of God. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So excited. I do want to lift up our sisters that were on the line and our brother that was on the line, as well as my husband, Pastor Dorsey, man, in this morning. Amen. Just pray for them. Mm-hmm. God's hedge of protection around them and their mind. That God will help them to keep their mind stayed on him. Amen. I pray for divine position and order. Hallelujah. Guidance and leading the Holy Spirit for their lives. So I lift up right now and for the peace and God's protection and God's provision, hallelujah, hallelujah, God's prosperity and favor and multiply blessings to their life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I lift up my husband, Dorsey Manning. I lift up Takara James, amen. I lift up Brandy Stewart, amen. I lift up my mother, Kara Dillard, and Minister Lauren Green, Junior, amen. Yeah. I lift up Sister Doretha, amen, that I've been on the line, amen, and just showing me to my husband. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah, all that's on the line today, my cousin Angela Green, amen, that have come to this line, amen. God, I pray right now, all that we receive, that they will receive, oh God, even the more, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. All the kind of crap miracles, man, worked on this line, amen, in every heart, and every home, and every mind, of all that have come on this line to believe and know, walking in expectation. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And Father God, I pray that you increase our faith, oh God, to receive the miracle, amen, that you set up for us to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we pray that this be the set time and appointed time that we receive the blessing that is due to us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank
we
you.
Decree and declare that it is so. And it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen,
amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. My Lord, my God. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. Hallelujah. We're going to start with you, Sister Shavante. God bless you. I love you. I thank God for you. Go ahead.
Thank you. So I would just like to, you know, I'm just grateful this morning. And just for strength and the power, you know, just to continue to even after this, you know what I'm saying, keep on with this posture to get up, you know, and give God his thanks and praise first, you know, just be mindful of who he is and who I am in him, so.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen.
And for my mom.
Come again, I'm sorry.
And for my mom. I say that for my mom and my grandma.
Yes, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood, that we can come boldly to the throne room of grace, that we may receive mercy. Hallelujah. In this time, Lord God. So we just want to say thank you, Father God, first and foremost. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you for what you've done, and thank you for what you're about to do, oh God, because we trust
thank
in you. We decree in the fact that we obtain joy and gladness and sorrow and sorrow will flee from our life, from the life of your daughter, Shavante, from the life of her mother
thank
and grandmother, amen, from the life of your daughter's son and twin, oh God, and all that's come to this line, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord,
thank
I pray right now that you will continue to bless, oh God, and be your daughter's strength, oh God. Oh, Lord, let her receive the power of the Holy Ghost even more, oh God. Let her receive fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength, fresh, hallelujah, revelation, fresh man, oh God. Let her take the seat, oh God, that you are still good, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, let her ears be open and let every, hallelujah, deaf ear, oh God, of life be unstopped, oh God, in her home, oh God, and those that she loves and concerned about. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, let her walk on the highway of holiness and let no lying or racist meet up be in her path, oh God, for you have redeemed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth. My Lord, my God.
Hallelujah.
I decree and declare that you will come to Zion with songs of everlasting joy upon your head. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let a tongue sing for joy, oh God. Let waters and streams break out in every area of her life, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let you praise your God. Hallelujah. That prayer, our praise will confuse the enemy, oh God. That our praise, oh God, will bring blessing to her life, oh God. That praise will bring breakthrough, oh God. That our praise will bring healing to the body, oh God. The life, oh God, and the mind of our mother and grandmother. And all those who love and concern about that praise will turn every situation around for good, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. That praise, oh God, will bring our family out of darkness, oh God. And every mountain be made. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and let it, oh Lord, let the glory of the Lord be revealed in the life of, for you, Lord God, have spoken it, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, we decree and declare victory, we decree and declare all is well, hallelujah, with your soul, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you,
in the mighty name of Jesus,
Lord God, I ask wisdom and knowledge, and her stability and strength of salvation and the fear of the Lord and treasure in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And let the effect of righteousness be quietness and comfort. covenants forever in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And we just want to confess it. Brother God, let your spirit be poured out from on high and the wilderness be a fruitful field and the fruitful field be counted for a forest in the life of your daughter, Samantha, in the life of your daughter, Sean, in our life, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless
thank
you, Holy Spirit. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray.
Amen.
For God,
thank you. Thank you.
For God,
thank
you. For God,
to God be all the glory.
Amen. Be filled with
Amen.
Peace be still in Jesus Christ's holy name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Yes. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love
thank
you. We thank
Lord.
God.
Keep everyone. Thank you, Lord. Thank
Amen.
You.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Sister Sean, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to pray to just continue to be covered, to continue to have peace.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for your covering, oh God. We thank you for the new covenant, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, as your daughter come this day, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. I pray that you increase her faith to receive the more that you have for her, Father God. Lord, we come, oh God, touching and agreeing on one accord with our combined faith, oh God, that there be a mighty move in the life of your daughter, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, let your peace come and overtake her right now, amen. Let your peace run her down and hold on to her, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare, hallelujah, that you're a peaceable person, amen, that you will pursue peace and peace will overtake you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that your daughter know the way of peace, oh God, according to Romans 3:17, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare Romans 15:33, hallelujah, the God of Most High, amen. Hallelujah, to make peace within your borders, amen. Hallelujah, prosperity within your walls, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, according to Jude 2, oh God, that mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to your daughter right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That peace come to, oh God, that peace come to our household and all that we have, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank
we bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, let our household be counted worthy so that your peace will come upon it right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. I decree and declare John 14:27, how is the peace you give her, for your daughter is not what the world gives. Therefore, our heart will not be troubled. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray right now that your ways will be, hallelujah, that your ways will be pleasing to God. Amen. So that, hallelujah, he will make your enemies even be at peace with you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray right now, according to Jeremiah 33:6, bring help and healing to your daughter, oh Lord, and reveal to her the abundance of peace and truth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. I decree and declare Romans 16:20, the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. I decree and declare Ezekiel 37:26, the Father God, that you have made a covenant of peace with your daughter, son, and it is an everlasting covenant, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, bless your children. Let peace, oh God, be with your children, oh God. Oh, Lord, let your protection, oh God, be around your children, oh God. And Lord, I ask that your hand of protection be around her marriage, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. As we lift up, hallelujah, keep a part for Marte Robinson this day. Lord, we pray that you do a new thing for him, oh God. That you do a new thing for him, oh God. Do a new thing in this life. Do a new thing in the church, oh God. Do a new thing in the ministry that you've given us, oh God. Lord, let him see with new eyes, oh God. Give him new ears and speak with a new tongue, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. That all we're seeing, oh God, that you have come, oh God, that your hand is upon his life, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And anyone that's been sent out, oh God, from the camp of the enemy, oh God, from Satan's camp, let him be cut down right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. My Lord, my God. Let confusion come upon the camp of the enemy, oh God. And Lord, I pray, oh God, work a miracle in his ministry, oh God. Send those that you are calling according to his life, oh God. And for the life of his wife. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Mother God. Oh, that you would give her the strength, oh God, that you would be her strength to stand, to be the helpmate, to call, and to be your husband. And we just want to say thank you for it. We call him blessed. We call him blessed. We call him victorious. Amen. We decree and declare, hallelujah, God's anointing upon his life. And we thank you, oh God, that we'll come, oh God, thanking you for the more. More mercy, more grace, oh God. More of the anointing, more strength for him. And anyone that's plotting against him, Lord God, let it be destroyed. Let the works of the enemy be destroyed. For every net that they've laid out for him to be entangled in, oh God, and captured in, let them be entangled and captured in their own nets, oh Lord. For every pit that they have dug for him, every pit for him to fall in, let them fall into their own pits and be consumed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over him and all that he loves and concerned about and all that he has and will have. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers him and protects him and keeps him. And wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near. And we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, we pray for increase in his finances, increase in your word in his life. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it all right now. And we decree and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you for the love, and we thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen. Torin, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, my prayer petition on this morning is that God's will continues to be done in our lives. And I just pray that we be good stewards over what God has entrusted us with, that we continue to live in a place of the spirit of gratitude. And I just pray that we can recognize any trick of the enemy to kill, steal, and destroy, and that we have enough discernment and enough wisdom. And we have allowed enough God in so that God could come out and we could claim the victory each and every time. And so I just pray that God's will continue to be done. And that's my prayer petition.
Yes, hallelujah. We touch and agree this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. That not only do you hear our prayers, but you answer our prayers. Amen. So, Father God, as your daughter has come this day with all faith, believing and trusting, oh God, for every word that has come out of her lips, oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Not only do you hear our prayers, oh God, but you're answering our prayers right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And Lord, we come, oh God, touching and agreeing, oh God, with your daughter this morning, oh God, with combined faith, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your will. Let thy will be done, oh God, in our life and the life of your children, oh God. We bind our will to the will of God. Let thy will be done, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as it is in heaven, oh God. Lord, help us to be good stewards, oh God, of all the chips. Put us in charge over, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, oh God, help us to not be tempted by the worldly things, the possession of the people of this world, oh God, their conversations in their ways, oh God. Not to be confounded to this world, God, to conform to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. To operate with gratitude, oh God, amen. Being humble, oh God, in all things, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let the spirit of discernment of God be upon us and in Lord God, to discern those things that are good and those things that are evil, God. Those things, oh God, that are not of you, Father God, to know to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, fill us to overflow with God. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that we will not be deceived by the tricks of the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let every work of the enemy be exposed right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And let it be destroyed. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that you are our strength. You are our way. You are our truth. You are our life. And we receive it. And we thank you for it. Oh, Lord, fill us to overflow
right now, Jesus.
Fill us to overflow with thy word. That what comes out, oh God, is your word. Amen. Fill our hearts, oh God. Let your word be engrafted on our hearts, oh God, that when we speak, that is in our heart will come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. and that we will operate, oh God, hallelujah, with the fruit of the Spirit,
hallelujah,
not lacking one. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, oh God. We praise the Lord. We call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, and make mention that his name is exalted. And we just want to say thank you with joy. We will,
hallelujah, we will
draw water from the wells of salvation. We cry and shout because we are an inhabitant of Zion. Hallelujah. And great is the Holy One of Israel in our midst. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Let us enjoy the rest that we have in Christ Jesus. Amen. We have rest from sorrow and from fear and from heart bondage. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Isaiah 14:3. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We decree in the cry Isaiah 14:7 that the whole earth, the church, is at rest and is quiet. Let them, the church of God, break forth into singing.
Mm-hmm.
Let the trees of God, which the church, rejoice at the fall of the oppressor. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Exactly as you planned, it will happen. There are your blueprints, oh God. These are your blueprints to bless the children, oh God, to make a way, oh God. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you that it will take place. Hallelujah. And Lord, in your blessing, oh God, I pray that you bless your daughter. Hallelujah. To one and all that's on the line. And in your multiplying, oh God, that you will multiply us with our goodness and our favor, oh God, with our direction and our lead, oh God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Multiply, please, oh God. Multiply blessings.
Yeah.
And we can thank you for that. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. The God be the glory. Amen, amen,
amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I am trusting God to do a new thing. Amen. Hallelujah. I am trusting God for it all, in it all, through it all. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way, Father God. Have your way in the field. Have your way. Have your way in our jobs and on our jobs, oh God. Have your way in our finances, oh God. Have your way, oh God. Have your way, Lord. We trust in you.
Have your way, oh God.
You're the way, Lord Jesus. You are the way. We thank you for the way where it was no way until you came, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for the way that we're back in the presence of our Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray prayers of no more, never again. That we have been in bondage to, that we've allowed to control our minds and have a way in our life, I decree and declare, never again. Never again. Never again. Amen.
Never.
Hallelujah. Never again. Never again we will allow Pharaoh. Hallelujah. Lord, as we come, oh God, hallelujah, picking up the power and authority that you've given us that we can decree a thing this morning. We decree and declare never again. Never again we'll allow Pharaoh, Satan, to control us because we've been delivered from his power. Never again will we be a slave to Satan. We're now servant of Christ. Never again we will allow the devil to do what he desires in our life or in the life of our children. But we resist the devil. Please, from us. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again will we listen to, hallelujah, or believe the lies of the devil, for he is a liar, the father of lies. Never again will we listen to the voice of the wicked one.
Never
again will we be vexed by unclean spirits. Never again will we be harassed by the enemy. Never again, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, never again will allow the demons of lust to operate in our members. Never again will allow the demons of fear to control our lives. Never again will allow the demons of rejection to control our lives. Never again will allow, hallelujah, disobedience and rebellion to control our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth. We decree and declare never again. We allow curses of hindrance of our lives. Amen. We break every curse, for we have been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. Never again will we open the door for demons to come into our lives through unforgiveness. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we open the door for demons to enter our lives through capital sin. Never again will we open the door for demons to enter our lives through occult involvement. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we open the door for the demons to enter through rebellion and disobedience. Never again will the demon of our mind control affect our thinking. We sever all tentacles of mind control right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will the enemy be our master. Jesus is Lord.
Never
over our mind. In the
the name of Jesus Christ, never again will we tolerate the works of the devil in our lives. For Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, never
in
again
the name
will we be beneath and not above. Amen. Never again will we be cursed and not walking in blessings, for the blessing of Abraham is ours. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again will we say yes to the enemy. Never again will we agree to lies of the devil. Never again will we compromise our standards and holiness. The word of God is our standard and not the standards of this world. Amen. Never again will we act hypocritically. Amen. Never again will we condemn the guiltless. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again will we give place to the devil. Never again will we allow the enemy to control our will, but we submit our will to the will of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, because you've given us the power to decree a thing and it shall be established. But never again will allow poverty and lack to control our life and God supply all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Never again will we lack for we have plenty. Never again will we lack for we will have plenty of silver. Never again will we lack we will be plenteous and good. Amen. Never again will we lack for hallelujah, but we will prosper through prophetic ministry. Never again will we sow and not reap, but we will reap hallelujah with us. Never again will we carry a bag full of holes. Never again, hallelujah, will we lack glory, hallelujah, honor, abundance, riches, splendor, glory, dignity, reputation, and reverence. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we just want to say thank you. Never again will the enemy devour our finances, for the Lord has rebuked the devourer for our sake. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare never again this week. We decree and declare never again. Never again will we hold back giving, for we give and it's given to us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over through men giving to our bosom. Never again will we allow fear to stop us from giving it out. Never again will we allow death to control our life. For we, hallelujah, we will lend into many nations and not borrow, for the borrower is serving to the lender. Never again will allow doubt and unbelief to stop us from believing in the promises of God. Never again will we think proudly and lack, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Never again will our basket and storehouse be empty, for our basket and store are blessed by the Lord. Never again will we allow slothfulness and laziness to dominate our mind, for slothfulness casts into a deep sleep. Never again will our faith steal our finances, but we have abundant life according to John 10:10. Amen. Never again will we limit to what God can do in our finances and in our lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again will we tolerate lack, for our God gives us abundance. Amen. Never again will we, hallelujah, have just enough, for else God gives us more than enough. Never again will we use our money for simple things. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again, hallelujah, will we borrow, hallelujah, for we are rich. Never again will we be behind and not in front. Never again will we believe and not have power to get wealth. For God gives us power to get wealth, to establish this covenant. Never again will we lack any good thing, because we will seek the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we lack prosperity, for whatever we do will prosper, because we delight in the law of the Lord. Never again will we lack anointing for our heads. Amen. Never again will we allow the circumstances to steal our joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Never again will we lack favor for our lives, for with favor the Lord will surround us as a shield. Never again will we walk in the flesh instead of walking in the spirit. Never again will we allow our flesh to do what it wants us. We crucify our flesh daily. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we walk in the works of the flesh, but we will manifest the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We decree the prayer never again. No more will we be weak, for we are strong.
Amen.
Never again will we be oppressed, for we are far from oppression. Amen. Never again will we be distressed. Amen. Never again will we be vexed and tormented by demons, for we have been delivered from the power of darkness and translated in the kingdom of God and his Son. Never again will we love or enjoy sin. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Never again will we yield our members of unrighteousness, but we yield our members as instruments of righteousness. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Never again will we develop ungodly soul ties.
Never again we will allow worldliness and carnality to control our lives. Never again will we conform to this world, amen. Never again will we allow anger to control our lives. But hallelujah, we control the anger and sin not, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, never again will we let the sun go down on our wrath. Never again will we let rage manifest in our lives. Never again will we lose control. We will lose control of our temper. For he that does not rule his spirit is like a city broken down without walls. Never again, amen, will we get angry at another person's success, but rejoice in the success of others.
Thank you.
Lord, we just want to say thank you. Never again will we allow discouragement and depression to dominate our lives, but we will praise him who is the help of our confidence.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Never again will we let anger rest in our bosom, for anger rests in the bosom of fools. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Never again will we be afraid, for the Lord has delivered us from all our fears. Never again will we be afraid of man, for the Lord is our helper. And Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank
Never again will we allow words of doubt and unbelief to come out of our minds. Never again will we allow pride to control our lives. Amen. Never again will we allow our hearts to become hardened. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we allow profanity to come out of our mouths. Never again will we allow lying to come out of our mouths. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Never again will we allow evil words to come out of our mouths. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we murmur and complain. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Never again we will allow our tongues to be cut out, to be out of control, but we brittle our tongues. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Never again will we allow physical conversations to come out of our mouths. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Never again will we allow critical words to come out of our mouth, amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Speak blessings.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord. Never again will we walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Never again will we listen to the words of the enemy, amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, that it is done, that it's well with our soul. We thank you for this deliverance on today. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, harvest time. And we reap the good harvest in the land of the living. And we thank you for it, Lord. Oh, have we a
testimony
that you are good. Oh, so good. And we thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Never again will we confess defeat. The enemy comes in against us one way, but flee in seven ways. And we thank you, God. Never again will we confess failure, but we will meditate in the word and have good success, and we receive it. Oh, Lord, that we leave this line this morning, but never your presence. We thank you, oh, God, it's you, oh, God. Hallelujah. They send your angels before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight. And we thank you for that we have received the blessing this morning from your presence. We thank you, oh, God, that you're with us. We bless your holy name, Father, and we fill this prayer with the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but good, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Give God some praise. If you receive that praise of him, according to the word, may be done unto you and all that's in your home. And you just hear the prayer, never again, no more. Hallelujah.
Never
again. It is done. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We're going to close it out today. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you all this morning. I'll call your name if you do each morning. Amen. If you have anything like to say, please do so. If not, say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Listen, this chair that God has prepared for me, I'm going to quit checking the chair legs and just sit in it.
Amen. My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Sister Shannon, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to thank you
so much for all that you do.
Thank you.
This has really done a lot for me. Like, this has really put me in a place where I needed to be. It's helped me so much, and I thank God for you, and I thank God for your obedience, because sometimes you don't even know what people need, but I got a lot of what I needed on this line, and I thank you for
it. Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
amen. Amen. God bless you. I'm so glad that you made a decision to be on the line. Such a blessing to have you on the line. And I just believe, God, for the more for your life, more God, more, just more of God. And when we have God, we have everything we need. Amen. Everything we need. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Oh, Lord, I just thank God for all you beautiful women on this line. Y'all have no idea. I love y'all so much. So much.
Love you, too.
Amen. I'm just grateful. It's in a state of gratitude, and I just pray that that we are in a state of receiving everything that God has in store for us.
Amen. Yes, Lord, I receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I just pray for divine position for our lives, that we don't miss it, amen, that we are committed to receive, that we're on time, in position, you know, because the enemy is going to try to get you out of that place so that you miss it, but I decree in the form that you will be, we will be in position to receive all that God has for us to receive, amen, and we know that all good things are coming from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. If I had anything to say on today to you all is, know that God loves you.
Yes.
You are made new by the blood of Jesus. And if you could just receive that for yourself once and for all and know that the peace of God will just overtake you all the days of your life, no matter what. Because you have people saying, if I could just only have peace, if I could just only have peace. They're not asking for money. Because they got money, but they have no peace. They got the man, they got the food, but they don't have no peace. They got all the things of this world, but they don't have no peace. But when you get Jesus, you get the peace that surpasses all understanding. You're looking at the man on the corner that don't have a home, but he's dancing and he's smiling. And he's waving, hey, how you doing today? My Lord, when you have the peace of God, you can stand without nothing and just know that you got God, you have everything, and dance and smile and everything else. You'll be like, I tell you, they went on the line today. I'm just so grateful. Some people need a whole lot. Some of us don't need all that. We don't need all that. Because you look like, you get a house and 5 bedrooms, 6 bedrooms. Some people, they want to have all the money, big mansions. I say, I don't need all that. I don't need all that to be happy. I don't need all that to be happy. I'm so rich. I used to say it all the time. I'm so rich. I used to tell people all the time, I'm so rich. Because I got Jesus. I'm so rich. I'll never lose it, amen. I'll never lose it. I don't care what the world goes through. I'll never lose my riches because it's in Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I pray that for you all too. God bless you all. I just thank God for you. You all be blessed in the Lord. Hallelujah. We still have prayer on Monday morning at 6 a.m. So if you all want to join us on Mondays at 6, we're back on the prayer line with the Gospel Brother Ministry at 6 a.m. on Monday morning. Amen. I encourage you, if you have time, to get on. If you're not at church, for Bible study on Wednesday nights, we have Bible study. If you miss it, it's archived. So you're able to go back by logging onto the website what is it called? www.thepreacherandthepastor.com. Blog Talk? I'll text it to y'all.
Okay.
If you want to listen to the archive, then you can actually go back onto the website at the Preacher and the Pastor /blogtalk.com. That's it. So I'll send it to you all. Again, God bless you. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Lord God of heaven, mend every broken heart that has been destroyed or wounded by selfish behavior. Give us the heart of God, willing to love our sister, our brother, our brothers in Christ, even as God loved us, and the strength, hallelujah, each day to constantly demonstrate that love so that when the world sees our relationship, they long to be them rather than avoid them. Amen. Heavenly Father, build up our marriages and strengthen our homes. Help us to teach another generation God's picture, the perfect vision of love. We come before your throne, and we ask you to put a hedge of protection around our homes, around our marriages, around our children. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray, that we see. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, beautiful women of God. I love you.
Yes.
I thank God for you.
Love you,
hallelujah.
Love you, love you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing,
I
wanna
hear
yeah.